AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, wrapping up the ASEAN summit in Malaysia, says Russia needs to work with the U.S. and other countries in the fight against the Islamic State group in Syria rather than prop up the Syrian government by attacking rebel groups backed by the U.S. and others.
Their principal goal appeared to be, if you follow the strikes that they took, to fortify the position of the Assad regime. And that does not add to our efforts against ISIL. In some ways, it strengthens it.
Obama insists the United States and its international partners will not relent in the fight against the Islamic State group, insisting the world would not accept the extremist attacks on civilians in Paris and elsewhere as the new normal. The Obama administration tells the nation's governors refugees who come to the U.S. have to undergo a rigorous security process. AP's Carlotta Bradley tells us more.
Secretary of State John Kerry and Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson have sent letters to all state and territorial governors and the mayor of Washington, D.C., outlining the vetting process. After the recent terror attacks in Paris, several governors vowed to block efforts to resettle Syrian refugees in the U.S. for fear their ranks would be infiltrated by Islamic State militants. In the House, lawmakers voted overwhelmingly to put up high hurdles for Syrian and Iraqi refugees. The administration countered, the vetting process is thorough and can take nearly 3 years. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Louisiana voters have elected Democrat John Bel Edwards as their new governor.
The people of Louisiana have chosen hope over business as usual.
The once little-known state legislator beat Senator David Vitters in yesterday's runoff election. Vitters says he will not run for re-election to the Senate next year. This is AP Radio News. U.S. Justice Department attorneys expected in Minneapolis today to investigate the police killing of a black man. The AP's Greg Moore reports protesters are calling on investigators to release various videos of the encounter between Jamar Clark and police investigating a previous assault.
Investigators have said there is video from several sources. None of these videos show the incident in its entirety. The protesters say, listen, we don't believe that the victim reached for the officer's gun. We've heard that story before. We just don't trust that account. We'd like to see that tape made public.
Federal and state investigators say the videos do not show the full incident, and making the recordings public would compromise their current investigation. Pair of top-ranked college teams lose. Number 2 Ohio State lost 17-14 on a last-second field goal by number 9 Michigan State, and number 4 Oklahoma State was dropped by number 10 Baylor. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.